How's it going, everybody? This is Chris. This is episode 59 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. It's a windy, blustery, tumultuous day here in Northern Virginia as winter dies and gives birth to spring. But speaking of death, this episode is going to be really short, and I just want to go kind of sideways a little bit and talk about being prepared. Because I know the last episode, most of my episodes, I talk about how things could get ugly. Things could get, the war in Ukraine could spiral out of control. We could find ourselves in World War III. And that could result in serious supply chain problems all around the world. If other countries get involved, who knows how this is going to play out? And also, the inflation that we have, that could spiral out of control, and we could be looking at serious problems, economic problems, and then those, you know, everything's all about economics to me. You know, I'm an economics buff kind of a guy. I kind of think that all problems basically are economic. I mean, not all, but most of the problems that we have in any society are basically because of economics. You know, crime, yes, there is plenty of murder that happens because people hate you, and or their spouse cheated on them, or you cheated on you cheated with their spouse or something like that, and so they kill you. But a lot of murder, a lot of crime, a lot of home invasion, break-ins, car theft, it's all economics. It's a way for people to make money. And they don't like the other options. So I think economics is important. And so I think it's important for all of us to, you know, we're Republicans, we are libertarians, we are Americans. We're real Americans. You know, we believe in freedom. We believe in independence. We believe in self-sufficiency. We want to be self-reliant. You know, we are the kinds of people who we don't go crawling to government to solve all of our problems. And if we want a limited government, then we should walk the walk. If we're going to talk that talk, we should walk that walk and say that, you know, we will take care of ourselves. We don't need your big government to take care of us. And so I think that, and also I think we can be, I guess in a corny way of saying it, pillars of the community, where we can help, we can be prepared. And then if we're prepared for whatever happens, then we can help people who aren't prepared, or at the very least, we can just not burden society. We can not burden the people, the first responders or the whoever, the system. They don't have to help us, so they can focus on helping other people, you know, that kind of stuff. So I just think we all need to think about, you know, what are you going to do if you lose your job? Do you have savings? What are you going to do if the stock market collapses? Is all of your savings in the stock market? What are you going to do if you can't get money out of the ATM? Do you have some cash on hand? You know, what are you going to do if somebody breaks into your house in the middle of the night? Do you have a way to defend yourself, or are you just going to do like the Democrats do and cower in a corner and call the police and just hope you don't die, you know? What are you going to do if there's no gas at the gas station? You go to get gas and there's no gas. Do you have a can of gas in the garage or in your closet, you know? What are you going to do if there's no running water? Do you have some water at home? What are you going to do if you go to the store and there's no food on the shelves? Do you have some food, you know, stashed away in a closet? Some freeze-dried food, you know, some number 10 cans of Mountain House, which lasts 25 years. You know, what are you going to do if you have a medical problem at home? Do you have a first aid kit? Do you have a way to, have you taken a first aid class? Do you know basic first aid? Do you know CPR? and mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, you know, that do you know how to do that? You should, because what if somebody you know, you love, has a heart attack, and you know you're sitting there helpless because you don't know what to do, and you have to call 911, an ambulance comes, that might take a half hour, or it might take 15 minutes. Even if it takes 5 minutes, that might be too late. You know, what are you gonna do if there's a fire? Do you have a fire extinguisher? You know, what if something catches fire? What if there's bad wiring in your house or your apartment or wherever, and there's a fire, and do you have a smoke detector? You know, and do you have a carbon monoxide detector if you have natural gas? So, you know, all that kind of stuff is stuff that we all need to think about. You know, what if your house gets leveled by a tornado? Do you have a plan for that? Do you have backup? Have you backed up your documents in a safe deposit box or at a friend's house or a relative's house? Do you have a plan for where you're going to go and maybe a friend or a relative who you can stay with? Do you have some cash savings or you know, we could talk about inflation, like I've been saying about inflation. What if the US dollar just completely loses all value? Do you have anything else that might be of value to people? Do you have some gold and silver? Do you have some jewelry? Do you have some tools? Some extra tools that you could sell or barter with or something like that? I mean, I'm not going to get into the, you know, doomsday prepper level stuff, which if you want to go there, there's plenty of places on the internet to go, doomsday prepper, to talk about doomsday prepper stuff. But what if the wind blows you away, like it's about to blow me away? Do you have a way to heat your house? Do you have a way to stay warm? Do you have if the power goes out? You know, do you have batteries? Do you have flashlights? Do you have lanterns? I don't recommend candles, but you know, all that kind of stuff. Just think ahead. You know, think about what might go wrong, and what would you do if it went wrong? Obviously, it takes a long time to go through every conceivable scenario and stock up your closet with everything you could possibly think of. But it's a good idea to just ask that question every once in a while. You know, do you have basic medicines? Do you have some extra stuff like contact lens solution and spare contacts, you know, or spare pair of glasses? What if you drop your glasses and step on them? Do you have another pair? You know, that kind of stuff. So that's it. I just wanted to talk about that a little bit, and I think it's important, and I think that too many people think that kind of talking, if you even raise these points, you're some kind of a right-wing extremist survivalist, you know, racist, Trump-supporting, you know, white supremacist, Neanderthal, militia member. You know, that's how Democrats think. But screw them. Screw them. You know, if anybody questions you about this kind of stuff, say, yeah, do you have a plan? What are you going to do? I know what I'm going to do. I have a plan. I've thought about it because I'm smart. What about you? Have you thought about anything? No. And they're going to say, well, gee, gosh, I haven't really thought about that. You know, and remember, these people are stupid. They're stupid and they're not prepared for anything. And, you know, we're the people who, you know, we're Republicans and libertarians. We are the people who know first aid. We're the people who carry firearms. We're the people who have tourniquets in our pocket and a first aid kit in the car. You know, we're the people who are gonna hold this place together. Democrats aren't. Come on. So, all right. That's it. That's episode 59. If you like this podcast, give me some good ratings on iTunes and Podbean and all over the place. And check me out on social media. I'm on Minds and Sovereign and Parler and Gab and Getter and Float. I really like Float and Minds, by the way. I really like those two. Those are, and Getter is really good too. I mean, they're all good. I'm on Twitter too. I can't quit Twitter, unfortunately. I just, you know, I'm a dick. I'm an addict. I'm a Twitter addict. So, all right, that's it. And I will talk to you on the next one. Bye-bye.